Tell the Truth, Shame the Devil. Written by Melina Marchetta and read by Zaki Ismail. Bish dreamt of his son again. It was what woke him. Not that he needed to pinpoint the reason these days. 3 a.m. had become his witching hour, and the fears that revealed themselves made him shudder at the thought of all his future 3 a.m.s, of what they might produce, shaking him awake and reminding him of loss and longing and mortality. He woke again hours later, dragging himself out of bed to the sameness that he'd become used to this past week, a blinding headache, a flat that looked like a university dorm, laundry piled high, and a week's worth of glasses fighting for space on his bedside table. A dead goldfish. That was becoming a ritual now. Another day, another dead fish. At the front door, he collected his post and sat by the breakfast bar, sorting it into bills, junk, and letters, marveling at how considerate his postman was, bundling together a deficit to his bank account of 500 quid in one neat package. Phone bill, gas bill, energy bill. Then he came across handwriting. A postcard from B. You said to send you a line from Normandy. That was it. No, dear dad, or miss you heaps. As someone used to spending his days dealing with the scum of the earth, Bish Autley found no species crueler than the adolescent female. He stared at the cursive, wondering how long he had been waiting for something handwritten, evidence that someone out there had taken the time to reveal the wonders of the world to him. When his phone interrupted his hangover-induced musings, Bish saw the name of his old boarding school mate. They'd met up only sporadically over the years, usually on Elliot's initiative. Last Bish knew, he was working for British Rail.
Tried you at work, but you weren't there, Autley.
Bish wasn't in the mood for explaining that.
Listen, things are sketchy, but I thought you needed to know, Elliot said.
One of the communications people here has picked up talk of a bombing. At a campsite between Calais and Boulogne-sur-Mer, they're suggesting it could be a busload of British kids on a tour of Normandy. Bumped into your mother last weekend and she mentioned B. Bish hung up, heart thumping, pressing B's number with a shaking finger, waiting. Heard the ring first, then her voice.
Obviously not here, or obviously avoiding you. Pick the reason, leave a message.
His ex-wife had once warned him that the key to dealing with B was not to beg. She was extra cruel when Bish or Rachel pleaded, but he'd trade a lifetime of that cruelty to hear her voice right now. Sweetheart, ring as soon as you get this. Even if you're angry with me, just ring. I need to know you're okay. He rang Elliot back. What does your comms person know?
Not much. Just that it happened about 20 minutes ago. Someone at the campsite tweeted that the bus had French number plates, but they're saying it was carrying British kids. Doesn't necessarily mean it's hers.
Bish's mouth was dry, and he didn't know where he found the word, but it was there. It had formed on his tongue the moment Elliot had said B and bombing together. Fatalities? Nothing clear yet, but some online images are coming through now. It doesn't look good. Ambulances, helicopters, definitely kids being taken away. The French will look out the press and may jam mobile phone signals if there's a threat of another device going off. If it were my kid, I'd go now. Can't imagine the French letting anyone else but parents in. Bish didn't need to be told twice. He'd have to let Rachel know, and he wasn't sure how. His ex-wife was 8 months pregnant, and if Calais came across on some news feed she was following, it wouldn't be good. But a phone call from Bish while their daughter was away would alarm her. He knew he had to do the right thing, regardless of the fact that the man who'd replaced him was the last person Bish wanted to speak to. He rang before he could change his mind. It's Bish. There's a moment's hesitation.
What's wrong?
Good. No pleasantries. Listen, you need to prepare Rachel. There's been a bombing outside Calais, a tour bus of British kids.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck!
Maybe not such a good idea to tell the second husband. I haven't heard from B yet, Bish said. Tell Rachel to keep off her phone. B may try to ring her. Tell her I'm driving there now and I'll ring the moment I'm at the campground.
B doesn't cope with the tunnel, Maynard said. So drive her back on the ferry.
Bish hung up. His daughter,
is claustrophobia she'd inherited. Thank you very much. He couldn't think of anything worse than going through the Channel Tunnel, but he didn't need to hear that from the man who stole his family.